إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we praise Him, we seek His help and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and from the mischief of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, none can misguide them, and whoever Allah led to be astray, no one can guide them. And I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah is his servant and messenger to proceed. First of all, after thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank the brothers and the sisters of the community in Arlington, Texas, of Markaz Da'wat al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen, for presenting the second annual Islamic seminar under the title Cultivating the Youth Through Purification and Education. What is that? Because of the importance of the youth, the importance and the makana that the youth and the role that the youth play in the life, and that they will benefit if they are righteous, if they are upright, and if they are to make good decisions, they will benefit and will keep them away from trouble, and their family members benefit, their neighbors benefit, the community benefit. But this won't happen except if those young male and female, our children, they may be our daughters or our sons, our friends, family members, neighbors, people we know, people we interact with, they will never be righteous and upright unless if they receive a righteous and upright upbringing and education. For the importance of this topic, we have with us some of the mashayikh, some of the people of knowledge, inshaAllah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us so we can establish the contact with the people of knowledge through the phone, so we can benefit from them. But inshaAllah ta'ala, that which myself I will elaborate on is from this book, Al-Ihtisabu ala al-Atfal. Yet this topic is, or this seminar is addressed to the youth this stage of life, the youth, rather I will go before that. I will go to another stage, which is the childhood. Because a young man, he has to be a child first, before he become a young man. A young woman, she is, or she was a young child before she is a young woman. Why so important? Because if we leave our young teenagers in their stage of childhood with no guidance, with no knowledge, with no supervision, and we wait until they are teenagers, we're going to lose them. We lose them to the street. We lose them to their desires. We lose them to that which they earn for all these years. 14 years, 15, 16, 17, 18 years. No guidance. No knowledge, no education, no purification. So if a father waits until that child is 15 or 16 or 17 or 14, or if a parent, they wait until that daughter of theirs is 15 or 14 or 13 or 16 or like that, now they say, why is she acting the way she's acting? Why she's acting the way she's acting? Why he's acting the way he's acting? They are Muslims. Why they are not implementing the beauty of Islam? Why they are not acting right? Why are not talking right? Why are not saying that which is right? Why they so corrupt? These are questions. We heard them many times. These are questions that need answers. And the answer is in the Deen of Al-Islam. If we dig a little bit in the books, if we ask the people of knowledge, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, ask the people of knowledge, if you don't know, it become easy for us to find straight answers to these worries. Because these questions worries every one of us. Because we all have children. Or if we don't have children, we know of those that they are family members that have ones. Or our friends that have ones. So we can, insha'Allah ta'ala, participate in cultivating and bring in some sound understanding to this topic, insha'Allah ta'ala. So the childhood is so important as well. Because if the child receive a good education from the early stages of his or her life, this is what they're going to implement when they become younger, when they become youth. This is what they're going to implement, insha'Allah ta'ala. I will be reading from this book, Al-Ihtisabu ala al-Atfal, by the Dr. Fadl Ilahi. This Dr. Fadl Ilahi, he wrote and compiled many beneficial books regarding to the family. The roles of every member of the family, whether it may be a parent, or a son, or a daughter, or family member, they are younger, or adults, regarding their responsibility towards their family, towards the community, towards their religion, towards the Muslims, towards the non-Muslims, how they should act. Because in Islam, we have to act according to the teaching of Al-Islam. We don't act based on our desires. We don't act because I like this person, I'm going to be nice to him. I don't like this person, therefore I'm going to abuse him. Wrong. Islam is a complete religion. The religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected and completed and chose it for mankind to be the only religion accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you know that, this is not the time to elaborate on that in detail. So the Shaykh said, فَقَدْ وَصَفَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الْأُمَّ الْإِسْلَامِيَّ بِأَنَّهَا خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ. said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book, he has described this Ummah of Islam, those people who accept Islam, not nation of Islam. We have to make a clarification. The nation of Islam with Farah Khan and them, they are not Muslims. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about those who submit their will to the teaching of Islam, abiding by the rulings of Allah and that which His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam come with. As for the nation of Islam and the Farah Khan and the Elijah, they are on another bus. And no one wants to be in the same bus of theirs. So he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the Islamic Ummah, that there is the best of all the nations. وَبَيَّنَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَنَّ مِنْ أَسْبَابِ تِلْكَ الْخَيْرِيَّةِ أَنَّهُمْ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us in the Quran, which is the book that Allah has sent to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Quran, kalamullah, غير مخلوق. And the Quran is the speech of Allah, therefore it is not created. Remember this, a very important point of aqidah. The Quran is the speech of Allah, not created. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear in the Quran many reasons why this Ummah of Islam, the nation of Islam, not the nation of Farahan, the nation who submit their wills to Allah and they abide by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is there is nothing that Allah commands us with except there is good in it for us. From those many reasons why they were the best of all these nations, they command good and forbid evil. They command good amongst themselves and they forbid evil amongst themselves. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3, in this ayah, or is a portion of the ayah 110, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Allah said, you are the best of all the nations that is brought to mankind. Why is that? You join the good and forbid the evil, and you believe in Allah. And then the scholar said, وَلَكِنَّ الْمُشَاهَدُ أَنَّهُ حَدَثَ تَفْرِيطٌ مِنْ عَدَدٍ كَبِيرٍ مِنْ أَفْرَادِ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ فِي الْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. He said, but that which is witnessed now these days, that commanding good and forbidding evil, this is a principle that is neglected, a principle that is almost forgotten by the Muslims, the individuals in this Ummah, in this nation. وَلِهَذَا التَّفْرِيطِ مَظَاهِرْ عِدَّةِ. He said, and the causes of this negligence are many. From them, لَا يَهْتَمُّونَ بِأَمْرِ الْأَطْفَالِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهِيهِمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ بِحُجَّةِ صِغَرِ سِنِّهِمْ. From the many reasons why the youth, they act the way they acted, most of them can't listen to nobody. You can't tell them nothing. We're talking about Muslims. We're not even talking about the people in the street. You can't tell them nothing. They disobedient. They talk back to their parents. Some of them curse at them. Some of them yell at their parents. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. Why is that? The Shaykh said, because many of those parents, they neglect commanding good upon those children and forbidding them from falling into evil. What is their excuse? Still young. He's just a baby. Leave him do whatever he wants to do. He's a child. He's only 4. He's only 6. He's only 7. He's only 10. Come on. He can say whatever he wants to say. She can say whatever she wants to say. But then later on, من شبع على شيء شبع عليه. If those little child, these little children, if they grow up on this paste, what is your guarantees they're going to change when they reach 13 or 14 or 15? Just like that? Just like this, when they're going to turn 15, are they going to be righteous? They're going to stop cussing and cursing? Wrong. So these people, they have a bad excuse that they said the why they don't command good upon their children and forbidden them from falling into evil. They said because they are young children. And this is not a good reason. فترتب على هذا مع وجود عوامل أخرى أن بعض الأطفال نشأوا على حب الشر ونفور عن الخير. He said, because of this, now you find many of the children, they grow up hating good. They don't like good things. They don't want to be upright. They don't want to speak nice and kind to their parents, to the elderly, to their neighbors. They have no respect for no one. Rather, they have love for evil. And you, this is something that, this is ain't no stranger thing to none of us in here. Because we see when a group of kids, a group of teenagers, or a group of kids, or youth, they get together, the one who's humble, and the one who carries themselves correctly, righteously, they nerds. They got problems. They nerds. Watch that girl over there. She don't even speak. She never cursed. She never cast. She never did nothing to nobody. She got a problem. See that boy right there? We never heard him cussing. We never heard him cursing anyone. He always speak nice. He's a nerd. He got a problem. Yes, they got a problem. But who? If somebody wants to be on the spot, if a young person wants to be beloved in a school, in a high school, whatever it may be, they gotta be in trouble. To be famous, everybody respect them, everybody know their names, everybody talk about them. Because kids, they want to see their names on graffiti, in the bathroom walls, on the walls of the street, on buses. Huh? They gotta do something bad to be famous. Waliyadu billah. So that's why I said, because of the parents, they neglect this principle, this great principle of commanding good upon the children and forbidding them from falling into evil. Now you're facing a calamity, a problem, which is those children, they hate good and they love the evil. He said, تَرَذُّقُونَ مِنْهُمْ فِي بَعْدِ الْبِلَادِ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ كَأَنَّهُمْ إِنَاءٌ. Sheikh give example. He says, so much as that you find some male, some young male Muslims, they look like women, وَالْعِيَادَ بِاللَّهِ. They look like girls. They act like girls. They dress like girls. And some young girls, they act like boys. يَتَفَاخَرُونَ فِي مَلْبَسِهِمْ وَمَظْهَرِهِمْ بِتَشَبُّهِمْ بِالْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى. And they bragging. They're bragging in that which they wear, imitating the enemies of Al-Islam, imitating the people that go and follow their desires and don't abide by the teaching of Al-Islam. And he said, so therefore, the parents, the wulat al-umur, the guardians over those youth, they regret the fact that they neglect them in this early age.
by leaving them falling into evil and not correcting them, and by not investing some time to teach them that which is good. ولكن قل ما ينفع الندم. But what that the regret of theirs won't benefit them. Even if they regret deeply, and if they show a sorrow, it won't benefit them at that moment. So the Shaykh said, because of all this, because of the importance of this topic, and because of the importance of the responsibility that the parents have over their children, and because the children, they have to know that which is good, and they should be trained to act upon it, and they should know the evil and trained to stay away from it. He said he compiled this book. He compiled this book, and this book of 78 pages, and the Shaykh, he compiled it from 81 books. 78 pages, compiled from 81 major books, like Sahih Bukhari, like Tafsir Ibn Kathir, like this, and this. 81 major books. It took like 5 pages just to write the names of the books that the Shaykh went and get this knowledge from. As we go through, you will see. Whenever he brings the points, there is the proof from the Quran, the proof from the Sunnah, and the practice of the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, so he compiled this book to bring some answers to these main questions. One of them, هَلِ الْأَطْفَالُ يُؤْمَرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. The children are to be commanded with good. Can we command our children with good, yet they are still underage? وَهَلْ تَبَتَ مَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى اهْتِمَامِ النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه البررة رضي الله عنهم بأمر الأطفال بالمعروف. If it is so, is there any proof that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, and his companions, is there any proof that they did so? That they command young children to do good? وما الدرجات التي تستخدم عند أمر الأطفال بالمعروف ونهيهم عن المنكر؟ وهل الأطفال ينهون عن المنكر؟ And can we forbid? Can we forbid children from falling into evil, or when they do something that is not right? Or is there any proof from the Sunnah? Did the Prophet ﷺ act upon this and his companions? And what is the limits that we should know in the light of the book, in the text from the book of Allah and the Sunnah, to know how far we can carry ourselves and how far we can go to command them, the children, with good and forbid the evil, and in carrying out this great principle. And the Shaykh, he brought a description, definitions and a brief descriptions of Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi al Munkar, commanding good and forbidding evil. What is that? He says, Al Ma'ruf. What is the good? When we say command your children with good, what is the good? He said, المعروف اسم لكل فعل يعرف بالعقل أو الشرع حسنه. Good is all actions and are praised by the intellect and praised by the shara', by the legislation. All actions that is praised, people by using their intellect, they look at it as a thing that is good, and yet there is a proof from the legislation of Al-Islam that said that is good. And from the good, الإيمان بالله, in the top, believe in Allah, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His angels, in His books, the books that Allah has sent, the messengers, all of them, not to believe in one messenger, or two or three, or deny others, all the messengers, from Noah, the first messenger, until Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the last and the seal of all prophets and messengers. So we believe in all of them: Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Ismail, Isaiah, Ishaq, Musa, Moses, Isa, Jesus, Zechariah, Sulaiman, Muhammad, and all the messengers. Those who we know their names, we believe them in their names. And those who they were mentioned in the Quran with their names, we believe that there are their names. But those who they were mentioned in general, and their names are not mentioned, we believe in them like that. And to believe in the last day, the day when all mankind will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for accounting. وَالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. And to believe in the Qadr, the decree, the preordained thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed, it's good and it's bad. Not to believe in the good things and be happy with them when Allah tests us with some difficulty, we show ungratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in both the good and the bad of it. والصلوات الخمس في مواقيتها. Example of good. Those actions that are good, praying the five obligatory prayers in their prescribed times. والصدقات, giving charity, helping others. والصوم المشروع, the fasting of Ramadan, the fasting that is legislated is a type of good. وحج بيت الله الحرام, making a pilgrimage to the house of Allah, the Kaaba. وصدق الحديث, another example of good, to be truthful in speech, to say that which is true. والوفاء بالعهود, keeping promises. When we give a promise, we keep it. A Muslim does not break his promise or her promise. وَأَدَاءِ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا, another example of good, when you are entrusted with something, you give it back no matter what happened. You're entrusted with something, no matter how it may be, its value ain't yours. It's not mine. Gotta give it back to its people. وَبِرِّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, another type of good has been legislated in this religion of Al-Islam. Be dutiful to one parents, whether they may be Muslims or non-Muslims. You got parents, you have to be dutiful to them. If you want to do good, be kind to your parents. وَصِلَةِ الْأَرْحَامِ, to keep the ties of relationship. والتعاون على البر والتقوى, helping one another upon good and righteousness. This is some of the types of good. And what is the munkar? When we be saying, commanding good, forbidding evil, what is the evil? So we cannot just go ahead and start to forbid anything and try to get our children to don't do things. La, we need to know what is the evil as prescribed in the Sharia. Not as the way I look at it. The likewise. We need to know what is good in the legislation. Because sometimes people, they may think something is good and is not. And sometimes they think something is evil, and it is not evil in the legislation, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that which is prescribed to us. So pay attention to this main and important points.
As for the evil, ما أنكره الشرع بالنهي عنه. The evil is all that which was rejected by the legislation of Al-Islam because of its evil, because it is despicable. وأعظم المنكرات, and the most heinous and despicable of all evil is الشرك بالله, to ascribe partners with Allah in worship. There is nothing worse than that. The worst of evil, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the worst of evil is not when me and you, we catch our children smoking reefer, or we catch them slandering, gossip, or doing something that they shouldn't be doing, or stealing. These are bad things. Now, don't, all what I mentioned is bad and evil, but the worst of all evil is ascribing partners with Allah in worship. وَمِنْهُ كُلُّ مَا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. And evil is all that which Allah has made forbidden. All what Allah has made forbidden for us. Like what? قَتْلُ النَّفْسِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Killing other people with no rights. It is not permissible for anyone, just because he's angry with another person, to shoot him. Allahu Akbar. This is not from our deen. This is not from our Islam. You gotta be patient. It is not permissible for Muslims or a group of them to gather together and decide, well, he's a Jew, we gotta kill him. This is not legislated in the deen of Islam. Therefore, it is not permissible for any group of Muslims to gather together and say they're Christians, they're not Muslims, it is okay for us to kill them. Wrong. Not permissible. And therefore, we bring you back to 3 years ago. And we still in this month of September, especially in the 9/11 and the attacks against the United States of America. And we remind you, because this is something that has been said by the people of knowledge, we've been saying it, not because we're afraid and we live in America. La, because this is the truth. And this is something that is found in the Quran, found in the Sunnah, found in the statements of the Sahaba, the companions. What the people of knowledge said regarding the attacks on the United States on the September of 11th, the 11th of September of 2001, is a despicable act, is a wicked and an evil act. Muslims shouldn't be happy with it, should be sad. Muslims should know that Islam, not just Muslims, Islam is free from those acts. And they are acts of terrorism. No matter who he may be behind them. No matter what nationality. No matter the skin of the colors. What they speak. Their names. Regardless, there's an act of evil, and Islam and Muslims are free from it. You need to relay this message. You need to say that to the people. You need to, when you hear some Muslims, yeah, this and that, tell them, fear Allah. You are not upon that which your Lord told you to act upon. Those people who did it, they have no right to do it. And they go against the text of the Quran
and the text of the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another example of evil: أكل أموال الناس بالباطل. Taking the wealth of others by falsehood, using false means, cheating, lies, deceit to take the wealth of others. This is evil. والبيوع والمعاملات التي نهى عنها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Likewise, all those transactions and sales and trades that Allah and His Messenger has made forbidden for us. We don't run after money, after wealth, and try to acquire money with any ways. La. We should adhere to the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. And we should not take the people's money and wealth without a righteous means. والإثم والبغي. Another evil, ism, to transgress against others' rights. Whether to transgress against their bodies, against their wealth, against their honor. Transgression, evil. والعبادات المبتدعة وغير ذلك. Likewise, those innovated ways of worshipping Allah. Muslims now, they innovate and they invent many ways to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are not ascribed and prescribed to us in the Quran and the Sunnah. That's evil. And the Shaykh said, after this, when we say command your children with good and forbid them when they fall into an evil, he said, it doesn't mean all time to be harsh and to be severe upon them. Rather, you need to follow that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam followed. Because the Prophet Muhammad was sent as a mercy to mankind. He was kind. He was nice, gentle, when he command good and when he forbid evil. And many are the examples, ya ikhwan. Many are the examples. For the lack of time, we're not going to bring them, and probably you know them. How the Prophet ﷺ used to command good, kindly, nicely, with a cheerful face, using after choosing, the best of all worlds. Not like us. Even though I have a good point and I want to command someone, and we come roughly to one another. We are harsh to one another. No wonder why people don't accept our advices. Because people ain't listening. They're just looking at my face. Why he's frowning at me? He got a problem with me? Now the purpose of commanding them good is gone. Because people are not focusing on what I'm saying. They're focusing on the way I look and the way I talk to them. The way the Prophet spoke and the way he looked, the way he moved, for wisdom. Because Allah sent him as a mercy to mankind to save them from the darknesses of disbelief, of polytheism, of evil, and to bring them to the lights of Islam, the light of goodness, the light of righteousness, the light of helping one another. So we have to be careful and to be nice and kind when commanding good and also when forbidding evil. And the Prophet ﷺ many times, and it is recorded in the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, even against himself. People transgress against him. Yet when he corrected them with kindness, with gentleness. And I may bring you one incident that is recorded in Imam al-Bukhari, the Sahih al-Bukhari. Once, and this by the narration of Aisha, the wife of the Prophet. And she was one of the scholars. Because she learned and preserved many from the statements and the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said once, she was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a group of the Jews, they came upon the Prophet, and they gave him the greeting, and they said, Assalamu alaik. Something evil. This Assam, some of the people of knowledge, they translate as death. Death upon you. Can you imagine now, myself included, if anyone come upon us now and say, death upon you, how are you doing today? What are we going to do? I see the brothers already now shivering and trembling, can't hold in our... And what are we going to do? We're going to take care of that person? Or are we going to follow our desires and take care of him? We're going to follow the prescriptions in the Quran? Follow that which the Prophet ﷺ did and acted upon? Of course, we're going to go to the B, not A, right? Alhamdulillah, that's what I thought. So when they say, Assalamu alayk, death upon you, Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, she said, Wa alaykum assalam wal la'na, upon you death and a curse. See? Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did he congratulate her and promise her a nice trip or a nice gift for what she did? Look, subhanAllah, look at the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to her, calm down, Aisha. Calm down. Calm down. You shouldn't speak to them like that. You shouldn't speak to them like that. She said to him, didn't you hear what they said to you? He said, I heard. I did. And I said, wa alaykum. And I said to them, didn't you hear my response? I said to them, it's upon you as well. Whatever you wish for me is for you. And then he said to her, مَا كَانَ الرِّفْقُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا ذَانَ. Gentleness, kindness, whenever is added to something, except that it make it beautiful. Kindness and gentleness, whenever it is added to something, it make it beautiful. وَمَا نُزِعَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَيْءٍ. Whenever that kindness and gentleness is taken away from something, except they make it ugly. That's why a lot of our conversations turn to become ugly. Why? Because no kindness, no gentleness. So he said, rather, you should advise them, admonish them, commanding good upon our children, forbidding them from evil, by teaching them. Children don't know what's good and what's evil. Cannot assume we, the elders, just assume that the child knows what is good and what is evil. Most of us, grown up men and women, fail to recognize that which is good and which is evil. Most of us. Most of us fail into evil thinking it is good. And most of us stay away from good thinking it is evil for us. How are we going to blame a young child? Teach them. Be patient. Follow the path and the example of the Prophet. And inshallah we're going to go through this book. And you see they're going to bring some examples. How the Prophet ﷺ used to command good and teach the children. Nicely, kindly, in a good way. He is the main man. The leader. The Prophet, a messenger, he humbled himself. When he comes to talking to children, he humbled himself. And what is the atfal? What is the children now? If somebody asking, what is the children? What is the age that they should be commended? Who are they? قال الأطفال جمع طفل.
For someone who wants some grammar in Arabic, this word أطفال is the plural of طفل. طفل is singular. أطفال is a plural.
وهو الصبي من حين يولد إلى أن يحتلم. And what is the child? Is that child when he is born
until reach the age of puberty. From the time and the moment when they are born until they reach the age of puberty, they are children.
Some proofs of this. قال الإمام النووي. Imam al-Nawawi, one of the main scholars of Islam, he said, الطفل والطفلة الصغيران ما لم يبلغا. The female child and a male child, they are the young children as long as they don't reach the age of puberty. As long as they don't reach the age of puberty. And the age of puberty can be known by certain signs. Whether they reach 15, if a boy or a girl, they reach the age of 15, they reach the age of puberty. Or if some of them show certain signs before even the age of puberty, like having wet dreams or growing hair in certain places, like pubic hair or on the beard, or for a woman if her cycle starts. If a young girl's cycle, the menstrual cycle starts at 9, she reached the age of puberty at 9. And that's another misconception that the parents don't know. The girl, she's 9 and she don't fast Ramadan for 6 years. Waiting for her to become what? 15. And that's wrong. 15 only if none of these signs we mentioned happen. قال الإمام الواحدي قال أبو الهيثم, one of the scholars, a child is considered to be a child from the moment he is born until he reached the age of puberty. That's a child. And the Sheikh, he said, for those people who may be wondering, is there any proofs for this? He said, yes. There is many proofs in the Book of Allah, the Quran, and in the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet, and in the practice of the companions, the best of all those generations, which is proof that we should command our children with good and forbidden them when they fall into evil. One of the examples.
Does anyone have a noble Quran here? You have a noble Quran?
The first example he brought, أمر الله تعالى المؤمنين بأن يأمر الأطفال بالاستئذان في ثلاثة أوقات. Allah in the Quran has commanded the believers to command their children to ask for permission to enter upon their parents in 3 times.
Barakallahu fiqh.
So he said from that which actually shows the importance and the necessity.
Barakallahu fiqh.
And the necessity. And the necessity of commanding our children to do good and correcting them when they fall into evil, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah An-Nur. Surah An-Nur, Surah 24 in the ayah 58. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the believers to give command to their children, not to just push the door and enter upon their parents in certain times, as prescribed in this ayah. That's what I'm going to read to you insha'Allah ta'ala, once I find it in the noble Quran, to give you a better and correct translation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِيَسْتَأْذِنُكُمُ الَّذِينَ مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَبْلُغُوا الْحُلُمَ مِنْكُمْ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ من قبل صلاة الفجر وحين تضعون ثيابكم من الظهيرة ومن بعد صلاة العشاء ثلاث عورات لكم ليس عليكم ولا عليهم جناح بعدهن طوافون عليكم بعضكم على بعض كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم الحكيم. The translation of this ayah as it occurs in the noble Quran. O you who believe, let your slaves and slave girls, and those among you who have not come to the age of puberty, ask your permission before they come to your presence on three occasions. On three occasions. Before Fajr, meaning before morning, before the prayer of the morning, and while you put off your clothes for the noonday, for rest, and after the Isha, the night prayer. Why? He said, these three times are of privacy for you. These three times are of privacy for you. Other than these times, there is no sin on you or on them to move about, attending to each other. Thus Allah makes clear the verses, the ayat of this Quran, showing proofs of the legal aspects of permission for visits to you. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi, one of the main scholars of Islam, when he explains this ayah, this verse, he said, أَدَّبَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عِبَادَهُ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed the etiquette, the good way and etiquette that the slave boys and the young children should follow and carry themselves before entering upon women, or before entering upon their parents into there at those times. And they should ask for permission. Why? Because in these moments, the parents, they are more likely to be uncovered. Because if somebody wants to get in rest, they put their clothes off. They get comfortable. So a child should know these things. Especially those amongst them that they know now. They know the difference. They know the difference between a man and a woman. They know certain things. Some children, they do know these things. So therefore, we need to give the children education and teach them how they act when they want to talk to their parents. Because a child, I got children, they come ask you million questions a day. Million questions. Especially when you put them to bed. Especially when you put them to bed. All of a sudden now, oh, mosquito bite. Oh, this hurt. My ear, if it's not the ear, it's the nose. If it's not the nose, it's the tongue. If it's not the tongue, it's the belly. If it's not the belly, they want something to drink. If not something to drink, oh, the window, they heard something outside. All of these things. Sometimes they just yell from their bed, "Oh, me!" Usually they don't call on the father. I don't know why. Usually they call on the mother. Mother! I know, my children don't call on me at night time. I'm right there. I get jealous sometimes. MashaAllah, because we'll be out a lot of time seeking the bounties of Allah, trying to pay the bills. And because of the mother, the excellence of the mother staying home. They are attached to her, alhamdulillah. And if the woman is righteous, those children are going to be righteous. If the woman is corrupt, don't blame no one but yourself. 10 years after that, blaming yourself. You fail to educate your girls. You fail to educate your boys. Now you're going to blame it on the community. Blame it on the TV. And blame it on the street. And blame it on the school. Blame it on the system. You allow them to watch TV. You allow them to go to the street. You allow them to get to the system. Don't blame no one. So these children now, some of them they don't even call. They just go, and before you know it, they're on your head. They're right there in the bedroom. Sometimes the parents, they may be not in a suitable position for the children to see them in that position. That's why Islam preserve these things. Said they should knock at the door. Ask for permission. And when they ask for permission, the parents should not be lazy, selfish. They should come to the need of their children. What do you want? How can I help you? Huh? Attend to them. Assist them. Show them some mercy and affection. As has been prescribed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the authentic sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much time I have? Probably I passed the time. Huh? What? I understand. That's it?
No, it's fine. Go right ahead.
Tayyib? So inshallah ta'ala, we're going to continue in this topic inshallah ta'ala. I was just informed that my time was over. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.